Sunday night, Chodesh Halvavos. We're in Perek Shlishi, and Perek Shlishi has five premises, five ideas that you have to incorporate and internalize in order to develop full-fledged bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the first one is to realize that the seven qualities in Perek Beis that allow you to have bitachon in anything and anybody are all true by Hashem. And he's up to number seven, and number seven is a little, he paints it a little differently than he painted it in Perek Beis. We won't go into that again. We'll just learn Perek Shvi, we'll just learn Hashvius as it appears on page Kuf Lamed Gimel. That's where we're up to. She is Baralo, that a person has to realize ki yesh l'chol hove b'olam hazeh, that everything that is this where we're up to? Yeah, this is where we're up to. That everything that occurs, every hove, everything that exists in olam hazeh, whether it's etzem, whether it's an object, o mikre, or an occurrence, everything has a gvul masuya. This is what probably the most important idea to internalize, to have bitachon, and realize that our hishtadlus, which Hashem demands hishtadlus, but it's only for show. It doesn't really accomplish. Hashem has already decided what will be accomplished at any given moment in time. And when you will be happy, when you'll be sad, and when you'll be sick, and when you'll be healthy, and where you'll live, and your quality of life, and who your wife will be, and children, and your relationships, and your moods, everything is determined, except whatever's involved in Yira Shemayim. There, that's not determined by Hashem, it's known by Hashem, which is why he can make everything fit into place. If someone's supposed to die at a certain point in time, so it could work out that someone killed him. But that's not a change in the Gzar Din. That's Hashem maneuvering, as the Chavis HaLova Sashita, that everything is already Nigzaren. It's just, it works out. If he wouldn't have died through a person killing him, so Hashem would have maneuvered that he would have had a heart attack, or he would have been hit by a bus when he was crossing the street. It worked out this way because that person chose to murder, so Hashem brought the two together, like Rashi says in Ho'alokim in Eliyadai, in Mishpatim. Everything has a Gvul Masuyim. You can't become rich. You won't become rich if Hashem has not been gozer that you will. Lo Yosef lo Yigra al Masha Gozer, you won't have less money than Hashem was gozer. Al Masha Gozer also Habori Yisala. But Kamuso, everything. How much? The Echuso, its quality. Uzmano, when? You miss a phone call. You found out someone had a baby, you're very happy. You missed a phone call and you found out 3 minutes later. That was Becheshbin, that you shouldn't have that surge of joy only at 2:03, not at 2 o'clock. Umakomo, where you live, what year, what century you're born into, what period in history you're going to be, this neshama is going to come down from Shemayim in this period of history, and it's going to have these parents, and it's going to grow up in this neighborhood, and it's going to have these influences. It's all nigzar min shemayim. Ein mi sheyarbe, you can't make more. L'masha gozar mi'uto. V'lo me'ma'et, l'masha gozar ribuyo. V'lo ma'acher, you can't delay. Es masha gozar hakdomoso. V'lo ma'akdim, you can't make earlier. L'masha gozar echuro. V'chol dover shiyeh hepech zeh. Whatever seems to you to be not that way. You say, well, this guy was alive and fine 5 minutes ago. You ever hear people say, oh, you know, Pliny was dying? How could that be? I just saw him yesterday, right? And whatever seems to be the opposite of this, but it seems counterintuitive, because we see things happen and we perceive that they happened because someone did something. A war broke out because someone assassinated someone else. I lost money because someone stole from me money. Someone broke into my house and stole from me money. Right? That's what we see that as the sibah for what happened. So the Chavis HaLevavot says, Chol Dover Shia Hepech Zeh, what seems to be a hischatshus, what seems to be, oh, something new occurred, something happened, and that caused something else to happen. Hareu HaGozer, it's not true. It was Gozer Asher Kodam Bereishis HaYudia. Ella Sheyesh Sibos L'chol HaGzeros. Hashem doesn't usually perform miracles. So it's not, if you're supposed to lose money, it's not going to suddenly disappear from your table. It has sibos, and Hashem works out that the ganav who chose to steal is going to do it in your house. There's a chain of events, and the chain could be 100 links long, could be a million links long. For me to be sitting here today, 8 billion things had to happen, much more. If you go back to the events of my life that led to me sitting here tonight, and my parents, and I had to be born to my parents, and my parents had to get married, I mean, it's mind-boggling, but that's Hashem. Hashem, everything happens at a specific time and place when it's supposed to happen. It looks like there are sibos. This is what I always say. This is the danger in newspapers. The reason newspapers are bad, well, nowadays they're bad for other reasons, but one of the insidious harmful effects of newspapers is that the newspapers write everything that had happened, and then they tell you like why it happened. But if you ever notice, they're not going to tell you what's going to happen tomorrow, right? And if they do, they're wrong like 80% of the time, even in the weather, 50% of the time. So in hindsight, they look at the sibos and they say the sibos. Why did the stock market fall? Because of this. But you see, they're not going to tell you what the stock market is going to do tomorrow. I don't know. So they're always working. So, but you read a newspaper, and you get, even a from newspaper, doesn't matter, but you get acclimated to the idea that this event occurred because someone did something. The war broke out because of this. The economy went down because of this. This guy lost his money because of this. It's not true. It's not true. That's how Hashem chose to do it. Hashem used that as the methodology through which it happened. But, you know, plenty of wars didn't break out with the same events happening, and plenty of wars, I'm just saying this how to make it more palatable to us. We know many people who became rich without the sibos, plenty of people who became poor with the sibos, plenty of wars broke out without the sibos, plenty of people, the stock market went up without those sibos, then they just find different sibos very quickly. That's what he's saying. Everything is nigzer min shemayim, and that's number 7. This is what's needed. You can't have bitachon because this is sosa, the whole bitachon. If you think that outside elements can affect what's going to happen, then how can you have full-fledged bitachon in Hashem? It's not up to him, so to speak. It's not up to him. Someone can come along and mess up the whole plan. So how can I rely on Hashem? Okay, stop here.